This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Quite ideas indeed. A pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to once again take a moment to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to interact with each of you and to share with you in your vibrational level in your reality. Now, once again, before we begin, we would remind you that there exists for you that opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as the silent communication, or a telepathic interaction and the exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, you will find as a result of the energy that you have created in this space that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness have that opportunity to be involved in that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information. And although we would encourage you to participate, as always, of course, the choice is yours, absolutely. Now, I'm going to speak to you this afternoon as a very basic understanding of this reality, you know, this vibrational level, this conscious state that you choose to exist in. For many, it may seem like it's a repetition, which indeed it is, but it's the basis of understanding of your process of reality creation, of this illusionary reality that you choose to exist in and that you create. You exist in what we like to refer to as a vibrational level. It doesn't matter what the term is. You can call it a level of existence, you can call it a plane, you can call it any terminology that you wish to apply. We use vibrational level because it's close to the understanding of the concept that exists with this reality creation process, not only in your vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. There's an infinite number of vibrational levels, and you choose to exist in this vibrational level. You choose to exist. It's important to understand that you choose to exist in this vibrational level. This vibrational level and all of the other vibrational levels that exist occupy the same space and same time. Space and time are illusionary. They don't really exist. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state. And we'll get into that in a few moments. But you exist in the same time and same space as all of the other vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. Now, for the ease of understanding and accepting an explanation that you can identify with in your so-called awakened consciousness state, which you believe is the most important state that you exist in, we would suggest that you exist in this vibrational level, in this conscious state, in this incarnational period, for lack of the better terminology, at this time. It's really not like that. You really exist in a multitude of incarnational periods. But you see, if you can accept the concept that there are a multitude of vibrational levels occupying the same time and same space, and that there is no time and space concept, that only exists in your awakened consciousness state, then it stands to reason that all of the other incarnational periods and all of the other vibrational levels that you are occupying and that you are experiencing are also occurring within the same time and same space. Now, for many, that's a difficult concept to grasp. We understand. And so we would once again suggest that you exist in this vibrational level, in this particular incarnational period, while eliminating from your conscious awareness all of the other vibrational levels that exist within the same time and same space. We like to use the analogy, and we believe it's a very good analogy, that there exists within your universe's atmosphere a multitude of various types of wavelengths that are being projected around your Earth systems. And if you, through the utilization of various types of apparatus, have the capacity to tune into one specific radio frequency while eliminating all the rest, you understand absolutely that they all exist and that there are various types of apparatus that you can use to tap into the various types of frequencies that are being projected throughout your entire universe. But nonetheless, you only tune into one at each time on each particular device. It's not that you can't tune into more. And in fact, you understand as well that there are devices that allow you to tune into several of these radio frequencies at the same time. But nonetheless, for the intention of our analogy, you tune into one of these radio frequencies while eliminating all the rest. And yet you understand absolutely that they exist within the same time and same space. You have but to adjust the dial to change the capacity to tune in from one radio frequency to the next or to another. You, however, in this vibrational level, in your awakened consciousness state, choose to tune into this reality, this illusionary reality that you're creating and experiencing, while eliminating all the rest. You choose. It's important to understand that you choose. And so you exist in a vibrational level that is very similar to all of the other vibrational levels that we suggest exist throughout all of creation. You exist in this vibrational level that is rather unique in that, unlike the other vibrational levels that exist, you put in place what we refer to as an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And it's an electromagnetic type of energy that you choose to hold in place throughout all the levels of consciousness that you experience in this vibrational level. Although as you alter your consciousness, and you go into different levels of consciousness or different areas of consciousness. Indeed, the veil that we refer to as this electromagnetic energy being is somewhat lessened, but it never completely disappears as long as you choose to remain in this vibrational level. And so you have in place this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You have in place. You choose to put it in place. It's important to understand that you choose. That it's your choice. This vibrational level, this electromagnetic type energy, it's your choice. It's your choice that you enter into this vibrational level and you agree to participate. In a human consciousness concept, you agree to put in place and to sustain and maintain this electromagnetic type energy that we refer to as the veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And as a result of the limitation of that understanding, you also have a limited understanding in the process that you utilize to create this reality. This veil, this electromagnetic type of energy that you choose to put in place, also has another function. It limits the capacity for other entities existing outside of your vibrational level to create or influence your creation within this vibrational level. The irony of it is that despite what some entities in your awakened consciousness state may feel, There are not entities existing outside of your vibrational level that have any concept or any desire to manipulate or change your reality. There's not some entity sitting there waiting for the opportunity to correct for you, to decide what it is that you should experience or should not experience. You once again have put in place that electromagnetic type of energy, that veil that limits the capacity for entities existing outside of your vibrational level to have an influence upon your creation process. You choose to put in place. And when you choose to enter into this vibrational level, once again, you agree to participate in the sustaining and the process of maintaining that electromagnetic type of energy. And it's an energy that exists within each and every atom of your entire universe. We will attempt to give an explanation, although it is somewhat difficult because of your belief in time and space, but nonetheless, this electromagnetic type of energy exists throughout your entire universe. Not only the entire universe that you perceive, but it's important to understand that the universe that you perceive can become limitless. You see, the only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. And as you increase your imagination, you expand your capacity to have experiences in an expanded vibrational level of reality. It becomes difficult to give an explanation because this reality that you experience is an illusion. It doesn't mean that it's insignificant, but it's an illusion nonetheless. And so you exist in this vibrational level, in this reality, by choice. You choose to enter into this vibrational level. You're not put here because you have some lessons that you must learn, unless, of course, you wish to hold that belief that it's necessary for you to hold various lessons or to do some type of expansion. That's your choice. There's nothing wrong with that belief, but it's important to understand that it's your choice. You are not put in this reality because you are subjected to some type of an experiment or that you must experience certain elements in order for you to expand your consciousness. Unless, of course, you choose to believe that. It's your choice. You enter into this vibrational level by choice. And so, you exist in a vibrational level in which you put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And once again, that limitation is at its strongest point, if you wish, while you were in your awakened consciousness state. And it's in that awakened consciousness state that you also perceive what we refer to as the strongest human consciousness belief systems. You see, we like to label your beliefs in three different areas. You have what you refer to as the human consciousness belief systems. The belief systems that we would liken to what you would refer to as your laws of physics. Things that are very difficult for you to change. Very difficult. But not impossible. But in your awakened consciousness state, time and space seem very real. And you go to great lengths to make it seem real. You are through an evolutionary process. And if something takes time, then it becomes more real. Then you can accept it more in your conscious state, in your awake consciousness state. But in your altered states of consciousness, many times you get the opportunity to step aside partially from your belief in time and space. In your altered states of consciousness, in your meditative stats and in your dream stats, you can experience the expansion of time without really going through what you in your awakened consciousness state would say the full experience of that time. You can, in an altered state of consciousness, in a meditative state, for example, experience the passage of various lifetimes and get a concept of this illusionary time and space concept. But in your awakened consciousness state, it seems very real indeed and very difficult for you to step outside of that human consciousness belief system, because you agreed to participate. You agreed to put it in place. Yet, it's through the very belief in that concept of time and space that it becomes difficult to give you explanations. Because even to describe to you this existing in what we refer to as the now is still utilizing various terms in your vocabulary that are based upon this belief in time and space. The now, for example, refers to a time period that exists seemingly between your past and your future, and it's your present, it's the now. And yet your past and your future are illusionary, they don't really exist. What it becomes difficult for you to grasp is that in your awakened consciousness state, you believe that you have the capacity, by making various choices and decisions, to alter what it is that you're about to experience in your so-called future. What you have difficulty in believing is the understanding that in your past, you also continuously make choices and decisions that alter your past. It's an illusion. It does not really exist. This passage of time doesn't exist. And yet, in your awakened consciousness state, you go to great lengths to put in place all types of beliefs and belief systems and realities that support this time and space concept. It's an illusion. It doesn't really exist. But it's a very good example of your human consciousness belief systems. Very difficult for you to alter. And then you have what we refer to as the societal belief systems. Societal belief systems are belief systems that you can identify with in various civilizations and societies. And you can very easily compare societal belief systems from one portion of your so-called world to another portion of your world, and you will see that there can be very different beliefs held in very different societies. We're not suggesting for an instant that one is superior to other, but rather that they exist and that they are different one from another. And you, existing within that society, in that societal belief system, can, to a certain extent, have an influence upon that belief system much easier than you can influence your so-called human consciousness belief systems. Human consciousness belief systems that exist throughout all of the various societies and civilizations throughout your entire Earth system. Each individual existing within your entire Earth system, for example, believes in a passage of time and space. Believes that it's necessary for you to have the consumption of oxygen in order for your body to continue to exist. And other various, what we refer to once again as human consciousness belief systems. Societal belief systems, however, can be quite varied, not only can but are, and you, existing within that society, of course, have the opportunity to influence and to change and to alter those belief systems. And then you had your individual or personal belief systems that we refer to as beliefs that each of you contain and that are, when compared to the other beliefs and belief systems, the easiest for you to alter. It's much easier for you to alter a personal, individual belief system than it is for you to alter, for example, a societal or a human consciousness belief system. So you exist within this vibrational level. You exist within this vibrational level by choice. No one puts you here. No one says that you must stay here until you go through various stages of growth or understanding or until you become more enlightened. You choose to exist in this vibrational level, and you remain in this vibrational level because you choose to, not because you're forced to. And in this vibrational level, you choose to participate and to sustain the human consciousness belief systems. And you are involved in the various societal belief systems, and you choose your individual belief systems. They're not forced upon you. You choose. You choose to participate. You choose to hold the belief systems. And as a result of those choices, you experience the reality that you have in your so-called awakened consciousness state. You exist in your awakened consciousness state in a reality that you believe is the most real reality that you can possibly experience. And for many, when you enter into a meditative state or into a dream state, it's in that state that you believe it's illusionary. It's like your imagination playing tricks upon you, or like it's not real. It's just a dream. The irony of it is that this awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary. When you're in your altered state of consciousness, you are much closer to the real state of existence. You're much closer to existing without the limitations that you put in place in your awakened consciousness state. Maintaining this state, this awakened consciousness state, requires a tremendous amount of energy, and it is the most difficult state for you to sustain. When you're in your awakened consciousness state, each of you understands that at some point you will definitely sleep. You can, to a certain extent, maintain your awake consciousness state for an extended period of time, but you absolutely will sleep. Absolutely guaranteed, you will not sustain this awakened consciousness state indefinitely. You will sleep. And in that altered state of consciousness that you refer to as sleeping, you enter into what we refer to as the dream state. And in that state of consciousness, you are much nearer to reality than you are in your awakened consciousness state. When you are in your so-called deep dream state, you put in place many times the agreement that you are participating in reality creation processes with other entities in your awakened consciousness state. You put in place and sustain many of the beliefs and belief systems that you bring back into your awakened consciousness state. The irony of it is that you, in your dream state, once again, are in a state that is much closer to the reality than it is what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And then you all understand as well that at some point, you will terminate your existence in this incarnational period. You will die. That's a human consciousness belief system that you put in place. And it sustains and gives validation to your belief in time and space. That you go through this evolutionary process of being born and of going through your childhood and your adolescence and into adulthood and eventually into this old age period and you die. So the time is real. Absolutely. It's not hard to prove it. Take a look at the entities that go through this passage of time and go through all of the evolutionary changes that occur over this passage of time. It makes it real. And so you understand that when you reach the end of this incarnational period, you will die. But you don't really die. You alter your consciousness. And the irony of it is that that state of consciousness that you enter into when you believe that you die is very near the state of consciousness that you experience in your dream, deeper dream state. One step beyond, but very near the same state of consciousness. It's similar to entities who have the capacity to enter into a meditative state and become quite aware of what it is that they're experiencing. And understanding and influencing that reality that they are experiencing and creating in their meditative state and bringing back into your awakened consciousness state, total recall of that experience. That state of consciousness in your meditative state when you're being involved in that type of creation process is very near to what it is that you experience in your deep dream state. You see, the irony of it is that many people who believe that they have difficulty in meditating and as a result of that meditation experiencing these realities that will influence your awakened consciousness state do the very same thing or near the very same thing in their dream state. They just don't remember it. They don't remember it as well. You see, in your dream state, you are experiencing various interactions with other entities that you experience in this so-called awakened consciousness state. Now, because of your belief in time and space, it's very easy for you to grasp the concept that in this altered state of consciousness, in this dream state, you are perhaps interacting with other entities that are friends or in relationships with you in this particular incarnational period in your awakened consciousness state. What you have a much more difficult time accepting is that in that altered state of consciousness, in what we refer to as that deep dream state, you're also interacting with other portions of this multidimensional personality that you are. And with other entities that you are interacting with in other incarnational periods. And indeed other entities that exist outside of this vibrational level. That becomes difficult for you to grasp that concept. And yet each of you are involved in that reality creation process on a continual basis. When you enter into your between incarnational state, when you are in that level of consciousness that you experience when you seemingly die in this incarnational period, you terminate your involvement in this belief in time and space in this incarnational period, you at that point still exist within the certain limitations of the veil. You still exist within this vibrational level. And it's from that level of consciousness, and we would once again refer to your belief in time and space, it's from that level of consciousness when you are in these seemingly between incarnational states that you have the opportunity to choose whether or not you want to continue to exist in this vibrational level or to leave this vibrational level. To choose. It's also in that level of consciousness that we refer to as the between incarnational state, that you make the choices that can have the influence and do have the influence on the next incarnational period that you experience. And again, it becomes difficult to give an explanation because we're attempting to give you an explanation based upon your belief in time and space that don't really exist. But nonetheless, in that altered state of consciousness in your between incarnational state, you choose to put in place various beliefs in belief systems that will give you the opportunity to have various experiences in an incarnational period. Many of these beliefs and belief systems are stored in your genetic makeup and in your DNA. It's important to understand that. Once again, and we emphasize that this is an illusion. It's an illusion that is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And as you change your beliefs and belief systems, you change the reality that you experience. And so you, in this particular era of your time, for lack of a better terminology, hold the concept that you have within your physical makeup a DNA. And that within that DNA, which exists within each and every cell of your entire physical being, there is this imprint of who and what you truly are. It's important to understand once again that this is an illusion. And as you utilize your imagination, you have the opportunity to correct the reality. And so it is when you have individuals who hold a belief that the reality and the validation of that belief comes into existence. And so you believe that you have DNA. And so based upon that belief in DNA and what is contained within that DNA, we would suggest that in this altered state of consciousness that you refer to as your between incarnational state, you make choices and decisions about various possibilities for realities and events that you wish to experience in a particular incarnational period. And you put it into your DNA. And so contained throughout this DNA are the potential possibilities for you to have various experiences, physical alterations and changes, various realities that are, for lack of a better terminology, unique to each individual. You choose to hold those beliefs, and you choose to put it in place for the possibility for that to be experienced within a particular incarnational period, and you store it within your DNA. Your scientists, when they seemingly discovered this DNA, could identify various parts of the DNA which were quite obvious to the physical attributes of an individual and the experiences that an individual was experiencing at that particular point in time of your belief in time and space. When your scientists first discovered the DNA, they had the difficulty in understanding what all of the rest of the seemingly junk was that was contained within the DNA. Contained within that so-called junk of that DNA are various possibilities for experiences for you to have within an incarnational period. By changing and altering the energy that surrounds the DNA, you change the various makeup of that DNA and take that belief that you put in place to have a certain experience, and you alter it from being a possibility into a probability based upon beliefs that you hold, based upon choices and decisions that you make in your awakened consciousness state. You literally alter the energy that surrounds the DNA and turn what was once simply a possibility into a probability, or conversely, what is a probability into a possibility. And so in this between incarnational state of consciousness, you choose. It's important to understand that you choose, and we continue to emphasize that you choose. You're not subjected to, you choose. You choose the reality that you're about to experience. You choose the various entities that you will participate within in that incarnational period, you agree to be involved in various family mech-ups, and you agree to be involved in certain creation processes. You agree to who it is you will be siblings with, and who it is and will be your mother and your father. You agree to that family group, and the irony of it is, and once again it becomes difficult to explain because of your belief in time and space, but the irony of it is that it's very unlikely that you're experiencing realities with entities that you are not experiencing realities with in other incarnational periods. Not necessarily in the same format, not necessarily in the same relationship, but nonetheless, the same entities, that same spot of consciousness. You are involved in a multitude of incarnational periods, and you are involved with entities, once again, in different relationships with the same entity. You may, for example, in this particular incarnational period, be involved with someone who is a member of your family, perhaps one of your siblings, or perhaps one of your parents. And yet in another incarnational period, that entity may simply be a friend, or may be involved in an entirely different relationship. Each of you experiences meeting someone and feeling the connection, the instant connection, that you somehow know that entity. Well, it's because you do. You simply choose to put in breath the electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And so, you in your altered state of consciousness, in your between incarnational state, put in breath these choices, these beliefs and belief systems, and you agree to participate in, and you agree to have all of these experiences and the potential to have experiences. And now as you enter into these incarnational periods, particularly in what we like to refer to as the new age and new energy, you have the capacity to influence those beliefs and belief systems that are stored within your DNA from a conscious level by altering your beliefs and belief systems. And it seems for many to be a very difficult task to perform. And it's because you choose to put in place the limitations. You choose to experience the reality as difficult and sometimes as undesirable as that reality may be. It's a reflection of your beliefs and belief systems and your choices. Choices many times that you put in place in an altered state of consciousness in that between incarnational period, and that are very difficult for you to alter in your so-called awakened consciousness state. The irony of it is that in your awakened consciousness state, you believe once again that this is it. You believe in this passage of time and space. But in your altered state of consciousness, from the level at which you create this reality, from the spot of consciousness that you are, you understand that this is an illusion that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And even though this reality at times may appear to be a less than desirable reality, the spot of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation process. The spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in the validation of your beliefs and belief systems in giving to you that which you desire. You see, you exist in this vibrational level. You go to great lengths to make it difficult and at times seemingly impossible for you to not only understand the process that you utilize to create this reality, but to believe that you have the capacity from your conscious state to alter and influence this reality. It seems like it's beyond your grasp. because you choose to put it that way. You choose to hold in place that electromagnetic type of energy. You choose to limit your capacity to understand the process that you utilize to create this reality. You choose to exist in this vibrational level. And you choose to hold the beliefs and belief systems that are influencing the reality that you experience. And the reason that you make those choices, the reason that you choose to exist in this vibrational level and to create this reality, which you seemingly have very little control over, the reason that you choose to be involved, is so simple that it's disarming and almost unbelievable. You choose to exist in this vibrational level because of the limitations that you put in place with your so-called veil and with your limitations of the understanding that you are responsible for the creation of this reality. You have the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are not available to entities existing in any of the other vibrational levels throughout all of creation. You choose to exist in this vibrational level because of the opportunity for you to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings. That's why you exist here. That's why you choose to stay here. And once again, it seems so simple that it is disarmingly simple. But we would challenge each of you to look at any activity that you are involved in, anything that you do on a regular basis or on a spontaneous basis, it doesn't matter. We choose to look at any type of reality that you are experiencing and break it down as to why it is that you're involved in that activity or that reality. What is it that you're trying to achieve? And invariably, you will come to the conclusion that it's because you wish to experience a certain emotion or feeling. It's always that. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. Because when you don't believe that you are in control, the intensity of the emotions and feelings is magnitude beyond any type of experience that is being created in any other vibrational level. We like to use an analogy that once again is a very simple and yet very effective analogy. It's like going into a theater. When you go into a theater and you sit there and you look upon the screen, you understand that what you're experiencing upon that screen is a creation of what someone wishes for you to have an experience and to experience certain emotions and feelings. Whether it's a comedy type of expression or whether or not it's some type of a horror movie that you're watching, it still has the intent to invoke emotions and feelings. And as you sit there, you understand that what you're experiencing upon that screen is simply a trick of light. It's not real. It's a projection upon a screen. And it is someone's interpretation of a series of events that they would like to portray to you. And so while you're existing and sitting within that theater, go through a various range of emotions. And not only can you go through various range of emotions, there can be a passage of time that is far beyond what you experience in your so-called real world. And yet, while you have these emotions and feelings, and they at times can be fairly intense, you understand that it's an illusion. You understand that it's not real. And so as a consequence, the emotions and feelings are not as intense as what you experience in the real world. When you walk out of that theater and you walk into your creation that's real, then these emotions and these experiences are much more intense because you don't believe that it's a trick of life. You don't believe that it's an illusion. This is real. There are various aspects of your reality and of your creation process that some of you have absolutely no problems with at all. Because you believe and you accept that it's easy for you to have that experience. You expect it. For others, it can be a very difficult concept to achieve. And yet it is indeed utilizing the same methods of creation for each entity to have that experience. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold, without exception. And so when you sit in that theater and you see that reality portrayed upon the screen, you understand and you believe that that's an illusion. And as a consequence, the emotions and feelings that you experience are not nearly as intense as these emotions and feelings that you experience in this real world. And yet both are illusions. Both are illusionary. The reality you exist in is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's an illusion. It is the most difficult reality for you to continue to perpetuate, to experience. By us suggesting that it's illusion does not mean that it's insignificant. Absolutely not. You see, part of the problem with utilizing the vocabulary is that many times the vocabulary utilizes terminology that gives the impression that something is not what it appears to be. And such it is when you suggest that something is an illusion. For many times in your concept of what illusion is, that's something that's not real. That's something, as because it's not real, is insignificant. And we're not suggesting that at all. This reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary reality that you experience in any of your levels of consciousness, but certainly not insignificant. We're not suggesting for an instant that it's insignificant, but nonetheless, illusionary. Absolutely illusionary. Similar to the projection that you see upon the screen, which is a projection of someone's production of the idea that they would like to portray to you. And so it is that the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is your projection, your validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And once again, many times, this reality that you experience in this waking consciousness state is a reality that you would look upon as being less than desirable, and you would ask the question of why do we have to be involved in this reality? You're suggesting, Josiah, that we choose to be involved in this reality? We're suggesting that you have made the choices for beliefs and belief systems to have the capacity and the opportunity to experience that reality, for the capacity and the opportunity to experience the emotions and feelings that are associated with that reality creation process, and that the spark of consciousness that you are, that understands the creation process, that understands the illusion of this reality, that understands that time and space are illusionary, rejoices in that creation process. And that's the difficult part to grasp in your awakened consciousness state. That the reality that you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold, and the flock of consciousness that you are rejoices in that creation process. You see, good or bad, light or dark, evil or non-evil, are human consciousness awake concepts, and to a certain extent exist within various other levels of your consciousness, similar to your belief and your agreement to sustain the veil. But from the level at which you create this reality, there is no
concept of good or bad. There is not this belief that it's a desirable or less than desirable reality. The spark of consciousness that creates the reality that you experience does not sit there and create a reality and say, oh well, we know that that's not a very desirable reality, but we're going to create it anyway. Absolutely not. The spark of consciousness from which you create your reality does not judge what's right or wrong. The judgment for right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, is an awakened human consciousness concept. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. The level from which you create your reality gives to you that which you desire and validates your beliefs and your belief systems and rejoices in the creation process without judging whether it's right or wrong. It does so with absolute and complete unconditional love. It gives to you that which you desire. And for many, once again, that can be a very difficult concept to grasp. In your altered state of consciousness, when you put aside this belief in time and space, when you grasp at the concept that time and space are illusionary, they don't really exist, and that this day-to-day experiencing you have in your awakened consciousness stage is really non-existent in terms of time and space, but all exists within the same time and same space, experiencing in the now, then it becomes much easier to grasp that concept that the reality you experience is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, many of which, once again, are put in place in your so-called altered state of consciousness. A difficult concept to grasp, we understand, but nonetheless. When you exist in that altered state of consciousness, in your between incarnational state, and you choose to become involved in a family atmosphere, for example, each of you can grasp and hold the concept that as a result of that family group that you have certain characteristics that are based upon your genetic makeup. And for some, those characteristics may not be all that desirable. And for some, it's difficult to grasp the concept that you choose to be involved in that particular family relationship. And well, it wasn't my choice. My parents simply decided to have a child, and I'm the result. It wasn't my choice. So we're suggesting that it's absolutely your choice, that you were not only involved in the decision-making of that choice, but you agreed to participate 100% and look forward to the opportunity to experience a reality with those physical attributes that come from being involved in that family group. Consider, for example, that someone who is of a very short stature, who wishes and really, really would like to be able to be involved in some activity that requires to be of a different stature. You, for example, in your sporting events, have individuals who are involved in what you refer to as your basketball experience, who are, for the most part, very tall individuals, who have that human attribute of being very tall when compared to your so-called average height. And so we attack someone who is not average height, someone who is below average height, but wishes to be involved in that activity, let's say, tremendous difficulties and challenges as compared to an individual who is on the other side of the spectrum in terms of your normal types of height in your human right consciousness and is much taller. For that individual, it's much easier to become involved in your activity that you refer to as your basketball activities.
And yet that individual, who is seemingly limited, understands that it's very difficult, if not impossible, to alter that physical stature. It's as a result of a genetic makeup. Now that individual, once again, may have difficulty in accepting that they choose to be involved in that family group where the physical attribute would be what they would refer to and may consider to be limiting, but nonetheless, they can accept that as a result of that limitation, it's very difficult for them to become involved in that activity, even though they may wish deeply that they could be involved and would deeply like to be in a different physical being in order to have that experience. Well, we're suggesting that they choose that limitation. We're suggesting that they choose to be involved. And if it's a limitation, it's only because they choose to believe it's a limitation. The spark of consciousness that you all gives to you that which you desire, based upon the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. And once again, many of those belief systems are put in place in your between incarnational state, such as that limitation in your so-called stature or your height. What's more difficult to grasp is the concept that you can experience other, what you would refer to as less than desirable realities in your awakened consciousness state, and to grasp the understanding and the concept that in your altered state of consciousness, in your between incarnational state, you put in place, you chose to hold within your beliefs and belief systems the possibility, and in many cases the probability, for that particular experience to be a part of this incarnational period. That's the difficulty. And once again, it becomes difficult to grasp that in your awakened consciousness state. Less difficult in your altered state of consciousness. And from the spark of consciousness that you are, that creates the reality, there's no difficulty at all. There is a rejoicing in the creation of a reality that validates beliefs and belief systems that you choose to put in place. So the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are the result of that activity. When you're involved in those activities, what becomes perhaps even more difficult to understand is that in that less than desirable activity that you're involved in, there are a multitude of other entities that you interact with that are experiencing realities, validating their belief systems, experiencing intense range of emotions and feelings as a result of that interaction and as a result of the reality that you're involved in. Many of them very positive, perhaps many of them negative. What you would refer to as positive and negative in your so-called awakened consciousness state. But nonetheless, from the spark of consciousness that each of them ends, there is that rejoicing in the capacity and validation of beliefs and belief systems, of that interaction. We continuously try to use the term that you are a spark of consciousness. And it's not really what you are. Because you see, to suggest that you are a spark of consciousness is like suggesting that there is this huge ball of consciousness or this huge fire of consciousness and you are but a spark, and it's not really that way at all. To suggest and to use the expression that you are a piece of the One is really not true either, because that's suggesting that there's this big One and you are but a small piece, and it's not really that way. You are all that is. You are the One.
and you are each of you connected, and yet you are each of you individuals. It is a concept that denies explanation. It is something that you can experience by going within inside to get a glimpse and an understanding of who and what you truly are. But it cannot be given through any type of an expression of an explanation, whether it's through some type of recorded device such as word counting, or whether you think you're going to find it written in a book, or whether you think someone else has discovered it and can explain it to you. It's not possible. It's an experience that's available to each of you, but that each of you must experience on your own, as opposed to being given to you. You are all that is. You are one. And so when you're involved in these creation processes, in these what you might refer to as desirable or less than desirable, there are other entities involved in that experience as well, that you agree to participate in, that you agree to interact with, for their opportunity for them to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are as a direct result of their interaction with your particular reality. Each of you agrees. And so it is, when you sit in a group such as you have here, that you interact with each other. And so it is that when you sit in a group like this, and each of you consciously chooses to become involved in this activity, the energy that you consequently create assists you in altering your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state, in assists you in achieving the choices and desires that you might have to experience different realities in a meditative state, in an altered state of consciousness, to utilize and to be connected to assist each other in creating that reality. So it is when we begin, yes, and every time we suggest that as a result of the energy that you have created, there exists the opportunity for you to be involved in a telepathic interaction and an exchange of information with other entities that are with us this afternoon, which includes each of you, or with that portion that you refer to as your spark of consciousness, or that higher self, or whatever terminology you wish to apply to it. You are not separate, and yet you are an individual. You are all that is, and consequently you are nothing. That becomes a very difficult concept to grasp. And once again, we would suggest that if you seek the answer, you will find it within inside each of you. You will not find it once again written in a book or expressed through the use of a vocabulary. It's an experience that's available to each of you. It must go within inside. The answers that you seek lie within inside. You are all that is. There's not some God out there that's creating this reality and subjecting you to any type of certain circumstances that you must go through, unless, of course, you wish to believe that and you want to experience that in your awakened consciousness state. You can have it. The spark of consciousness that you are will give it to you. You have but to believe. There's not a right or wrong. We're not suggesting that for you to believe one thing or another is superior or inferior to the other. Absolutely not. You not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. If that's what you wish to experience, then go for it. You exist in this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience intense range of emotions and feelings. If you wish to believe you're not in control, that your reality is being influenced by other entities existing outside of this reality, you will have all types of experiences to validate that belief system. And the intense range of emotions and feelings that will accompany it is exactly what you entered into this vibrational level for in the first place. So if that's what you choose to believe, go for it. It's not right or wrong. We're simply suggesting that you understand that it's your choice. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You create your reality, absolutely, without exception. There is no God that's creating the reality for you. You are the God you search for. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing not only in your vibrational level, but at any other vibrational level, who is any more or any less than any other entity that exists throughout all of creation. We are one, and yet we are individuals. You create your reality, and you are the God you search for. And when you enter into that altered state of consciousness that we refer to as the between incarnational state, and you choose to set aside the limitations in the belief systems to step outside of this vibrational level, you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You cannot fail. There's no test to pass. There's no lessons that you must learn other than the ones that you choose to put in place. You are all that is. You create the reality you experience, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Everything else is illusionary and is up for grabs. If you don't like the reality you're experiencing, change the beliefs and you change the reality. And understand that you exist in a multitude of realities. And chances are that in some other incarnational period, you're experiencing a very different reality from the one you experience in this vibrational level. And it is as a result of choices that you make in your altered state of consciousness. Choices you make. Your reality, your creation, your vibrational level that you choose to exist in. You're all that is. You create your reality and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is an illusion. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return them to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so, for a moment or two, we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.